Missouri is one of 27 states that has a federally run exchange. So it'll be private health insurance in the market overseen by the federal government. So we will actually go to healthcare.gov to enter the marketplace.
Now, does this mean that everyone is going to have to buy health insurance starting October 1st?
So there is the individual mandate, which is in effect come 2014. So the marketplace is open for enrollment from October 1st through March 31st of next year. If you buy health insurance on the marketplace by December 15th, your insurance plan will start on January 1. Now, if you decide not to buy insurance, then there is a penalty or fine that will start in 2014. It starts out pretty minimal and then does increase year after year after year.
And if you do decide to buy insurance, do you have to do it through this new marketplace?
No. So the marketplace is one option. But most consumers that get their insurance through their employer, that will remain the same. So if you have employer-sponsored insurance, you don't have to do anything.
And what about seniors? I know there's been some confusion as to whether this is going to affect people who are currently enrolled in Medicare.
Seniors have to do absolutely nothing. So if you have Medicare, you're currently enrolled, there's really nothing in the marketplace that concerns you. The Affordable Care Act itself strengthened Medicare in some ways, closed the Part D donut hole. But in terms of the marketplace, seniors don't really need to worry about doing anything.
All right. So who is going to take advantage of this new marketplace or who stands to benefit from it?
In Missouri, we have about 900,000 uninsured Missourians. We expect a large number of those uninsured Missourians are eligible for tax credits and subsidies in the marketplace. And so it's a good place for them to go shop for insurance and find affordable insurance. We also expect that there's quite a few families that don't get insurance through their employer that are currently buying insurance outside in the open market, and they will also be eligible to go to the marketplace and check it out.
Is there anybody who is not going to be able to get insurance through the new marketplace? I'm thinking, for example, maybe people with pre-existing conditions.
No, in terms of that type of like age or pre-existing conditions, none of that will disqualify people. The only people specifically excluded from the marketplace are undocumented workers. They are actually barred from the marketplace. Other than that, the marketplace is open to most people.
And are there some people who are going to have to pay more?
There is a range of incomes that will make you eligible for tax credits or subsidies in the marketplace. If you don't fit in within those income ranges, you may have to pay full price. The only thing that insurance companies can really charge people more or less on, there's a couple of categories. So one is age. They can charge differently based on age, but it's limited to 3-to-1. So a 62-year-old compared to a 22-year-old could pay three times as much as that younger person. So age, family size, a family of four would pay more than a family of two. And then smoking. So if you are a tobacco user, you pay 1.5 times as much as a non-smoker.
Are there going to be a range of options and prices for people to choose from?
Yes. So there's four different type of plans in the marketplace. They're called platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. Platinum plans, you'll pay more on a monthly basis in your premium, but you'll pay less when you go to the doctor. And then for bronze plans, those will be the lowest cost in terms of your monthly premium. But when you access healthcare services, you'll pay more of the bill. There actually is a fifth type of plan. It's called a catastrophic plan. It is really just major medical insurance. And then it covers a few primary care doc visits a year. That will be the cheapest of all, but you have to be younger than 30 years old to purchase that catastrophic plan.